Do you have nightmares of the people you killed?
No.
There you go.
There I go what?
Hadrian took the clay pot left on their table and poured tea into his cup until it overflowed.
Every cup is different, but each can only hold so much. Eventually you either stop pouring or make an awful mess. Make a big enough mess, and you have to clean it up. You have to change.
Hadrian looked at the pool of tea dripping through the slats of the wobbly table.
I made a really big mess, and it wasn't tea I spilled.
They were both looking at the puddle of tea when the screaming started. Up the street, where an alley divided a makeshift livestock shelter from an old stone building, a crowd began to form. Hadrian swallowed the last of his canase and stood up. His height allowed him to see over the crowd, but granted him no further insight.
What's going on?
Dunno. Something happening in the alley.
Nothing good by the sound of it.
Hadrian pushed forward.
Where are you going?
To see what happened.
Whatever it is, they have plenty of people to deal with it. And screams and cries are never portents of good fortune. I'd stay away.
Of course you would.
Hadrian worked his way toward the mouth of the alley where a crowd was gathered. While everyone was eager to see what the noise was about, few dared to get close. A woman wailed over the body of a child. A little girl, no older than 6 or 7, was dead. Hadrian knew dead bodies. He'd walked the aftermath of too many battlefields not to know the child had died only hours ago, certainly less than a day. But there was more than just death involved with this body.
By Ma.
The little girl hadn't been murdered. She'd been torn apart. Her face was fine, her mouth partially open, her eyes thankfully closed. He had killed more men than he could remember and been in battles where women and children had died. He'd lost his squeamishness to gore long ago, but never grew accustomed to the sight of open-eyed, dead children. The girl's rib cage had been broken into, its contents rifled through. Without needing to get closer, Hadrian could tell something was missing. The child's heart was gone.
We should go.
Royce was behind him, motioning with a hand for them to retreat.
Soldiers coming.
His warning came too late.
Halt!